Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household...
How long would this take?
A few minutes, sir. A few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Probably vote?
Definitely
are the chances
vote.
50-50? Definitely vote. What is your age, please, sir?
Over 60.
Over 60. Can we be specific or just...
No, I just leave 60. It there.
60, right? Just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Caucasian.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I would approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your members of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security, Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, infrastructure, improving K-12 education, combating threats toward democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Protecting the democracy and
combating threats to our democracy, okay?
Yes. And I'm going to go with protecting reproductive rights.
Protecting reproductive rights, okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. Abortion and reproductive rights, okay. Thank you, I understand. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Raul Garcia.
Don't know the name.
Okay, never heard of him. Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
From 0.
Okay. Joe Biden?
65.
Thank you. Maria Cantwell?
52.
Okay. Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
75.
Joe Kent?
28.
Okay. MAGA Republicans?
0.
Woke liberals in Congress?
Don't know the... I do not know exactly what the term woke liberal means.
Okay.
It's just
so
sort of
have
a term that comes up, but no one can explain.
Yeah, it's basically, sir, who are supporting the government through a confidence and supply agreement, pretty much. But you can also select no opinion if you're not familiar.
Yeah, let's go no opinion there.
Okay. Perfect. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I would vote against Donald Trump.
Against Donald Trump. In that case, even though you say you would vote against Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or lean Biden?
Just put me down as against Donald Trump.
I don't have that option available, unfortunately, sir. Just Joe Biden, lean toward Joe Biden, Donald Trump, lean towards Trump.
Let's go lean.
Lean towards Biden.
Lean towards Biden, yep.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glisson-Camp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Not another Republican. They've screwed up the House this session. Keep Glisson-Camp Perez there.
So you will vote for Marie Glisson-Camp Perez, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance.
At all. Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Someone you can trust.
10.
Okay. Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose?
7.
Okay. A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it?
8.
Thank you. A fighter for the working class?
8.
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms?
10.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glisson-Camp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glisson-Camp Perez for Congress, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glisson-Camp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, you found that very convincing, not convincing at all, or somewhere?
Very convincing. Give it a 10.
Give it a 10, okay. Marie Glisson-Camp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10 again.
7.
7. Marie Glisson-Camp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, please.
8.
Thank you so much. And we are at Almost done, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, does it cause serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts at all?
0. As
zero,
that would be
I
the one with the most doubts.
Yeah, basically.
Yep.
0 would
zero.
Be if it doesn't generate any kind of doubts for you to supporting him. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't support doubt. Does that mean I would not support him?
Yeah, that means basically that if you select 0 or 5 means that it gives you some doubt, right? 0
yeah.
means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting him.
I have a lot of doubts.
So you would select 0?
10.
10, right, okay.
Yeah.
The next one says, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Written 0 or 10.
10 once again says I have a lot of doubts.
Okay, I understand. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He's a far-right extremist that wants to cut Social Security and take away the rights of people to have health care that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. One moment, please. Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1st to 11th grade, high school degree, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate master's MBA, law PDH, MD, etc.
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Sorry. Single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say centrist, so that'd be moderate.
Moderate, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, I appreciate that, and thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, okay, sir?
Certainly. Have a good night, sir.
Have a good night as well, sir. Good evening. Bye.